I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Basically, all the good stuff. Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno. Alice and James, how are you both? It's chapter 10. We're nearly at the end of this.
Again.
We do indeed.
We're on the home straight. That's why I'm excited today.
When you say the home straight, we are going to miss this come chapter 13.
Mm-hmm. Well, you two will. Not sure I will.
And who knows, once we're in Australia, we might really start to enjoy ourselves. Like, it's nice to have a holiday. Get a tan.
On vacay.
Well, we're going to be in Australia ourselves come January. Very soon, in fact, for our tour. We start there.
And we're going in the summer this time, which will be lovely.
Yeah, so January there. And then the next bit of the tour is New Zealand.
Mm-hmm. Then America.
Don't know if I've mentioned, but we're playing Radio City Music Hall.
Yeah. Are your family coming to that?
Yes, I think
are they?
I can't keep my mum away.
Oh, no way.
Yeah,
so
yours.
Am I. Yes, everyone's coming.
Well, that's six seats filled.
Oh, phew. Okay. Great.
A lot of my friends are coming. It's going to be quite a raucous night, I think.
Yeah, I don't know that I invited my parents per se. No, I'm joking. They are totally invited. And if they pay full whack for the tickets, how can I stop them?
Then the UK, we're playing all over the UK.
A little run at the London Palladium. Don't mind if we do.
Jamie treading the boards once again. Will you be backstage or front of house?
I will flip between the two.
Yeah, yep. You'll be probably writing a small one-man piece.
Sonnet, yes, backstage, yeah.
And Europe, of course.
Yeah, it's going to be really, really fun. So please do get your tickets if you fancy seeing us chat all things Belinda's 30th birthday on stage.
You can see this waffle live in front of your very eyes.
This, but flabbier? Yes, please.
If you want to get tickets, you can go to mydadwroteaporno.com/live.
You can indeed. Okay, so we've been in the air. Hazel and Belinda in the cock pit.
In the literal pit of cock.
Yeah,
of cock.
The most unlikely of meetings. It's almost if it was crowbarred in just to get Hazel back into the book somehow, isn't
well,
it?
Well, she is a firm favourite with, you know, nobody, so good to see her back.
Yeah, the amount of times people stop me and say, oh, Hazel, love her.
When will she return?
Who wants to know the chapter title of this one then?
Me.
Star-crossed lovin'.
Oh, okay. A little Shakespeare nod.
An homage.
Yeah.
As we know, Rocky prides himself on having been compared to Shakespeare by Michael Sheen.
He identifies himself as Shakespeare, I think, these days.
He thinks of himself as a modern bard, so... Mm-hmm.
Maybe... You know, they were flying at like 70,000 feet. Maybe this is loving literally in the stars because they're so fucking high up.
Oh my God, and these books go to space. Do you know what? Nothing would surprise me at this point.
Is your dad, like, I mean, is he into things like science?
Well, he was a geologist, of course. So actually, he is quite technically minded.
Was he a geologist?
But he doesn't know about high, he just knows about low.
Yeah, very much deep into the core of the earth. Yes, magma is his friend, not so much the stars.
Was he a qualified geologist, though? Yeah. That's what I'm trying to get at here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What, he's got like a...
He's got a degree in it.
He's got a certificate.
He has. Yeah.
He's got a degree in it.
Yeah.
I forget this.
From a very, very good university as well.
Which one?
I couldn't possibly say. Sheffield.
They've distanced themselves from the course, from the lecturer and from the student.
You know that he went to the same school as the Duke of Wellington? Have we talked about this?
No.
He went. I mean, obviously not at the same time, but the Duke of Wellington went to my dad's
school. Who told you this? Him?
Yes.
Well,
actually.
Let's fact check that.
I think it's a tall tale, Jamie. It's
he
a
does
tall
like
tale.
To say that he's now the most famous ex-student, including the Duke of Wellington. Not true.
So is the Duke of Wellington a geologist?
No, this is his school.
School, right.
School, okay. Yes.
Oh, his like secondary school?
Yeah, in Ireland, yeah.
Oh, not the uni.
Yeah.
That's even better.
Yeah, I'm sure many, many famous people went to Sheffield University.
Do you have any famous people at your school?
Oh, yeah, I do, actually. Oh. Do you know the designer Sir Paul Smith?
Yes. You went to your school?
I went to my school.
Oh, that's a good one.
When it was a boys' school. I didn't go when it was a boys' school.
What about you, Jane?
No one, really.
Who?
No, no one.
Who?
Who?
No, honestly, no one.
No, but who is it?
There was someone that once won, like, a reality show. She was a few years below me, but
who?
We've never crossed paths in real life.
Who?
She's on, it's the biggest...
Why are you being who? So...
Okay, Danielle Hope.
Who?
Who? Yeah,
there you go. Thank you. Moving
who?
On. James.
No, I don't know who Danielle Hope
she's
is.
She's a West End star.
Fabulous West End star. Very good singer.
Yes.
All right, what is this? The gathering of the Danielle Hope fan club?
Yes, welcome.
Nobody famous will have gone to James's school.
No, like James, some cricketer I've never heard of. I think that's the best
well, he's never
we
heard
ever
of
got.
You either.
Quite. Sorry, how did we get onto this from the Duke of Wellington?
How did we get onto this from porn?
How do we ever get onto anything, guys? Right, okay, so chapter 10. Are
yes,
we ready?
Let's get onto it.
Okay, saddle up because we're going to the stars.
Oh, my God.
Belinda Blinked 5, chapter 10. Star-crossed lovin'. In her Sydney hotel suite...
Thank God for that. We've landed.
I thought we'd be at passport control.
Belinda was lying naked on her bed.
Can I just say, I actually do love doing that. You know, when you get into a hotel and you just like, just strip off. No?
Okay.
No? Yeah, I do. After a long flight or something, you just like, get it all out.
What, just lie there naked on the bed sheets?
Well, yeah.
On just, the bed, not in the bed.
Not in it. The bed, on the bed.
And wander around.
Yeah, I wander around.
Oh, fabulous. Lock the door.
Oh, I do lock the door.
Have you ever had it when housekeeping have come? And you're
oh,
like,
I've had it.
I'm in the toilet.
But also, I don't know why I don't just go, not right now. You know, it's fine to just go in the middle of something.
Full panic.
But it's actually like, oh, sorry, I just need to go.
Somebody has died in here. Give me 5.
She always thought better when naked. It was just one of her many particular traits which made her so ruthlessly successful.
Well, I would say that's actually an impediment if she thinks best naked, because most of the time you're clothed, aren't you?
Yeah, not great for a brainstorm at work.
Except at Steels.
Except at Steels, okay. Belinda flicked and brushed her moister-than-most crotch, feeling every micro-bump of her fingerprint ridges on her clit.
Sorry.
Is that like female masturbation?
I think it may well be.
Or just masturbation.
Yeah, well, why is it gendered?
Well, it's not male masturbation,
is
it?
Lady masturbation occurring? She's got fingerprint ridges.
Yeah, so I guess... your fingerprints have ridges?
Yeah, but they're not that deep that you'd feel it on your clit.
No, she's got a very sensitive clit, James. You never know. Needless to mention, she was glad-filled to the max.
Oh, yes. Not a phrase.
Oh, guys.
Did she
we
blink?
Are breaking with precedent here. After a lengthy shower...
Oh, my.
She's actually washing her body.
It's a long flight.
It is a long flight.
You feel filthy after that flight.
That's 2 showers in one book.
Yeah, but I think the other one doesn't count because she was having sex in the shower. This is, well, for all we know, just a shower.
Jamie, let's just be glad when she gets near water.
Okay. After a lengthy shower with both gel and 2 for the feel of 1 conditioner...
It's not for the feel... It's not for the feel.
Well, it kind of is.
But does he think it's like double conditioner?
Yeah,
isn't it shampoo and conditioner?
2 for the feel of 1 conditioner. There's just conditioner in there.
I just use shower gel myself.
For your hair?
Yeah, I don't bother with like separate
products.
Do you? Oh, no, that's very bad, James.
Is it?
Yeah. That's stripping it of its natural moisture.
It's a £1 shower gel from the shop. It's always £1.
I just
use it wherever it's needed.
Someone told me the other day, actually, that it's bad to wash your penis with just regular shower gel. Is that true?
Because of pH.
I don't know. Yeah, they were just like, they were quite shocked when I said, oh yeah, just wash my body with shower gel.
What chats are you having in the pub?
But wait, would you have a jar in the shower that's, you know what I mean, like a tub?
A jar.
Or whatever. A bottle. That says like
live yeast extract.
Penis soap. Like
yeah,
what?
I've never seen penis soap in the shop, so I don't know what he's washing it with.
The only thing that I've almost seen across the board in every boy's shower at some point is that caffeine shampoo that's supposed to make your hair grow. I feel like all boys have like a tiny bit of paranoia about their hair thinning. And so yes. they all have this like intense caffeine shampoo.
My stepdad has that.
Yeah.
Mm. My friend who's got quite a bad hairline has just the other day decided to go fuck it. And he's shaved it all off and he's going bald from now on.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know.
Yes to that, I think.
Good for him.
I think if it stresses you out.
Yeah, yeah, true. Just a bit of a shock, isn't it? To see someone so young, so bald.
But then do the curtains match the drapes? Do you have to just go full bald?
He's got a very big beard now. So I'm like, it's just... kind of like his head's reversed.
Right, okay. Yeah. So yeah, clean your dicks, everyone, gently.
Maybe people were shocked because you were using one of those ones with pearls in.
Well, beads. I said that, yeah, let's not get kind of like that. Grit. Gritty one.
Not good for the environment, guys.
Really?
It's like plastic, basically, isn't it?
How is it? Oh,
microbeads, right. Microbeads.
Bad for the earth, bad for your girth.
Precisely, as they do say.
So after a lengthy shower with both gel and two for the feel of one conditioner, she was ready to tie herself into her don't fuck with me, I'm a business bitch, all in one leather dress.
Oh! One leather dress.
Yes, she's been tied into it. There's a lot going on there.
Yeah, because dresses usually are in one piece, but this one's all in one.
But you don't get tied into them normally, do you?
Once safely harnessed in, she collected her snakeskin briefcase and left her hotel room for an office somewhere in Sydney.
Shout out to the briefcase. The briefcase is back.
Was it snakeskin, though?
No, I think this is an upgrade. And also, would you wear that with a lace-up leather dress?
She's asking to have red paint thrown at her, isn't she?
She really is. Peter are not going to be pleased. A ferry ride later, Belinda was in the office of Cosmo Macaroon's agent.
Which one's Cosmo Macaroon again?
He was the chef.
Yeah, the TV
show.
Oh,
chef. Of course he was. Cosmo
Macaroon. On the telly.
I loved Cosmo Macaroon.
Really efficient of her, though. She saw him on telly probably about 48 hours ago. Yes. She's got a meeting. It's in the diary.
She's great.
Bear in mind the time difference as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So she's been travelling for 24 of those hours.
She is.
She's a sight to behold. Oh,
she is a bad business bitch.
So a ferry ride later, Belinda was in the office of Cosmo Macaroon's agent, Cornelius Kettle.
Oh, shut up. I've only got so much patience.
Cornelius Kettle.
Is it a kid's book now?
It's actually my granddad's name, awkwardly.
Cornelius Kettle.
Cornelius Kettle.
Well, no, just, just Cornelius, minus the Kettle.
I thought we would have heard about him.
Here. He growled as he passed her a glass of red liquid. Do you like pomegranate juice?
Oh, hang on.
You know what's happening here?
Is that a little nod?
Do you think because he wrote this, post series one beginning?
Yeah.
We always wondered if we were getting this book a few little best ofs, a few little fan favourites.
Greatest hits. I'm just waiting for you two to turn up in the books.
Don't.
Belinda became friends with Alice and James.
No, thank you. To give Rocky credit where it's due, that is quite a subtle nod to
it is. It's a little Easter egg there.
Yeah. So I'd almost give him credit if it wasn't in the same sentence as Cornelius Kettle.
He has to ruin it for himself, doesn't he?
So, do you like pomegranate juice? What do you want? No answer to said pomegranate juice offer.
Assume she shook her head.
Rhetorical.
What do you want? Cosmo's already said he's not doing another series of Dance in the Sky with the Superstars.
Dance in the Sky with the Superstars. Let's just discuss what the format of that show is, shall we?
It's not Dancing on Ice. It's not Strictly Come Dancing. It's not Dancing with the Stars.
No.
We presume you're dancing in the air.
You are held in the air, probably on some sort of harness.
Suspended at 70,000 feet.
70,000 feet on a crane.
And they are all superstars. We're talking Meryl Streep, The Rock.
And it's.
I love that those are the biggest stars Jamie could think of.
Yeah, sorry.
Meryl Streep and The Rock. And is this, I presume their opening song is Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Yeah, but with the words Dance in the Sky with Superstars, obviously.
So how would that go?
Dance in the Sky with Superstars. It really works.
It actually does.
But as Jamie says, they have to be superstars, top-notch talent.
And also it says he's not doing another series, which implies that Cosmo Macaroon's done the series before.
And what is he doing, catering it or taking part in it? Because I would say that he's not a global sensation.
Well, maybe he's one of the professional dancers.
Or he's the Wolfgang Puck. You know, like at the Oscars, Wolfgang Puck just does all the food and walks the red carpet to show off.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, good. Oh, Cornelius Kettle. I love your direct style, but you don't understand. I work for Steels Pots and Pans, and I want to supply Cosmo's telly show.
Okay.
Was she not clear about that in her email? Who did he think she was?
Yeah,
that's
so true.
The producer of Dance in the Sky with Superstars.
Dance in the Sky with the Superstars.
I feel like her opening Gambit emails must just be like, I'll be at your office at 4 p.m. Love, Belinda. Like, I don't think there's anything more to it.
But that's quite clever of her, though, isn't it? To kind of decide to be the official pots and pans of that massive TV show.
I mean, I
mean, it's quite an obvious collaboration, but sure. It's
she's never seen telly before, had she?
She's never seen telly before, but it's just a basic product placement deal, isn't it? It's nothing, like, wildly imaginative.
I also feel like going all the way to Australia on what is essentially a cold call, bold.
Yeah. Another expense that Steele's probably doesn't need at this time, since they've just had their offices bombed.
And how many is she going to give to Cornelius and Cosmo? She's going to give like £10,000, isn't she?
For like one mention?
Oh, they won't even mention it. It'll just be on screen. So nobody will even know where they're from. Like, you glance the pan and go, is that Steele's?
I would look at a Le Creuset and say, oh, it's a Le Creuset, to be fair.
That's because they've done a good job at brand recognition. Well, no one knows what Steele's is.
Yeah, but we don't know how iconic the Oxy Brillo range is. It might have a really jazzy kind of, you know, shape.
Jazzy shape.
What shape's that? Square pan.
Maybe, I don't know.
It's like the rim goes really high and low, so stuff just spills out of it or something.
That's Steele's.
Like an Art Deco Gaudi kind of pan.
Exactly. Completely ineffective, but you know what it is.
Cornelius leant backwards into his taupe swivel chair.
Can we take bets on whether Belinda's going to fuck Cornelius Kettle?
Well, do we need to take bets? Aren't we all going to bet yes?
Yeah, it's not really how betting works, is it?
Pushed back, crossed his long athletic legs and flicked his blonde hair upwards. His presentation completed.
That was his presentation.
I'm sorry, Miss Belinda, but we start filming series 324 this very afternoon.
324!
Is there one episode per series?
There's no time to complete any order. Hope you understand.
How does he know? He doesn't work for Steele's. How is he deciding how long it takes for the order to be processed?
When do they start filming?
Today.
This afternoon.
What incredible timing.
Can you literally get it in this afternoon? She's an idiot. This woman's an idiot.
Also, why are you taking meetings today? This feels like quite a big day. Why is he offering strange women pomegranate juice?
Al, by series 324, he stopped caring. Do you know what I mean?
He's just cashing that check. Oh, really? Said Belinda, with the entertainment value of a week at Sandy Balls.
I'm sorry, what? Where's that?
Sandy Balls.
Sandy Balls. Okay, right.
What is that?
This is niche. So when we were...
James, you sound like you knew.
I do know this one. You've told me about this before.
So when we were kids, the parentals were like, right, we're going to go for like a week away. So we thought Centre Parks, Oasis.
Any of the go-tos.
Ho Seasons. That would be very appropriate for Belinda.
It really would.
No, we rocked up at Sandy Balls, which is kind of like a Centre Park.
No, you didn't.
No, we really did.
Sandy Balls is real.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it's real. Well, I don't know if it's still around, but it was around.
No, it is. I saw adverts for it on the Tube like last year.
No. Mm-hmm. There mm-hmm. you go.
Did Sandy Rocky Balls. Find the card in a kind of disused telephone box? How did he find out about it?
So weird, right? But it was actually a really nice place, but just what a name.
Is it deliberately a bit silly?
It wasn't knowing at the time. Well, I mean, I was so little, I don't really know, but maybe it was kind of a bit of an aye.
Is it a chain of Sandy Balls?
I think there's only one Sandy Ball.
There's only one Sandy Ball?
There's one Sandy Ball.
So she's like, oh, really? Oh, no, she said all the entertainment value of a week at Sandy Ball, so...
Is that a lot of entertainment value?
Oh, it's very, very well done, all the entertainment.
What sort of things are we talking?
Cabaret nights.
Cabaret nights.
You know, paints...
Paints. Wow.
Paints. Oh, my goodness.
Cabaret nights, we had paints.
Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, paints. All the paints you can imagine.
We've got red. We've got blue. And ladies and gentlemen, we've got green.
We've got canvas.
No, you bring the canvas, we'll bring the paint.
Paints.
No, we painted plates.
That's worse.
I like the sound of paints night. I imagine they just showed you. I like to think they had a series of tins of wall paint and then they'd open them and go, oh, a pink one.
Guess the colour.
It's called Midnight Express. What colour, ladies and gents?
That's got to be a blue.
Do you know what? It was a blue.
It was, yeah. I did so well at paint.
Oh, God. It's like a bingo card. You put all the samples and you have to get them all.
And all the Flintstones like, oh, what a great paints night.
Oh, my God. Just went back every year for paints.
Guys, what is this? Ooh, acrylic? It's acrylic.
It's acrylic. You guessed it.
It was eggshell. Sorry, everyone.
My name's Matt. Just a little joke.
My name's Matt and this has been paint. I think we really struck on something.
It's the glossiest night at Sandy Bowl.
Oh my God.
So that was an interesting tangent. Okay, so she says, oh, really? Said Belinda, with the entertainment value of a week at Sandy Bowl's. She stood, clicked her finger buds twice, and her whole dress fell to the ground.
It was laced up super tight.
It was.
So the dress is click operated.
Yes, but by finger buds alone.
Yes, exactly. And it just falls off.
So she clicked her finger buds twice, and her whole dress fell to the ground. It revealed only her body, but not just her body.
So not only her body. Brilliant.
She was wearing nothing but pot and pan lids, covering her nips and very own lids.
People will be so happy about this. They send us this sort of thing all the time, don't they?
How does she fit them under the dress?
How are they affixed?
She thinks this is going to sell it at the 11th hour.
Look here, Mr. Agent Man. Oxy, Brillo, range.
She is demented. This woman is not
She's
all there.
Beside herself. She's got jet lag in a really unusual way.
She chanted as she shaked her bits, bobs and boobs.
We're not even talking about the past participle of shake. I can't even go there.
Shaked. Shook, Dad. Shook. After her performance, her lips were smiling.
Which ones?
But Cornelius Kettle simply said, no, get out.
Oh, crikey.
Belinda was flummoxed. She'd never experienced a thing like this.
Rejection.
What was this? After being forcibly removed from the office
block. She wasn't. With the lids in place or not?
Could you imagine? I will not leave here until I get my order. I'm a bad bitch of business.
What was she thinking? Oh, if I jiggle my bits with some...
Well, it does usually work.
It's worked every time.
It's worked with everybody from international businessmen to down on their luck drama teachers. Everybody.
This doesn't work down under. They've got a different work ethic, clearly.
So after being forcibly removed from the office block, Belinda knew one thing and one thing only. Plan B... It had to be.
If that wasn't plan B, I dread to think what she's cooking up next.
Lots of time and effort went into that plan.
Plan B, it had to be. And plan B meant Bella.
Is that what the B stands for?
We presume so.
The duo met in the bar atop the Shangri-La Hotel.
Sweet, sweet.
We should go and pay homage when we go.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be there in January.
Poured their Australian Chardonnay and hatched their plan B.
Oh, they haven't planned plan B.
No, they're hatching it now.
Sure, it's time for plan B. I don't know what it is.
Bella was jet-lagged to buggery. So was tucking into her all-day breakfast lasagna.
All-day breakfast lasagna? What the hell's in that?
Sausage, egg,
like
beans.
Like a full English.
All that between loads of pasta. And a bechamel.
Oh, don't.
Top with a roux.
Bella was jet-lagged to buggery, so was tucking into her all-day breakfast lasagna with fervour.
Sorry, that's really just hit me, the all-day breakfast lasagna.
At the Shangri-La as well, that is libelous. Belinda needed only the sustenance of a good strong cock to get her through the time zone lurgy. But Bella, she ate. And ate well.
I've never heard the phrase time zone lurgy.
That's good, isn't it? Like that.
I've got the time zone lurgy, guys.
Also, it's a cure of the time zone lurgy just to eat as much as possible.
It's weird you say that because you're not supposed to eat to avoid jet lag on the plane, are you? They say just don't eat on the plane.
Well, thank God this is an all-day breakfast lasagna. Because you can eat it
all day.
Time
you
of the
see?
Day.
It's a jet lag lasagna.
It's a time zone lurgy.
It's a time zone lurgy lasagna.
Now, I know you're a fan, Bella, but... Do you have an in with Mr. Macaroon himself?
Sorry, does nobody have an in? And we're here.
Well, she did meet his agent. That's quite a good in, to be fair. The agent just rejected her out of hand.
And also didn't know why she was there.
Yes, Belinda, she said, through layered clumps of egg, sausage, beans, black pud and bechamel sauce.
I mean, I was almost entirely right, and it's 10 times worse than I could have imagined.
I actually don't... I'm not a no to an all-day breakfast lasagna.
Really?
I'd try it. Why not? Yeah, it doesn't sound disgusting.
As fusion food goes, what a combo.
I'm chairwoman of the official Cosmo Macaroon fan site.
Not a thing.
Then you're getting nowhere near him if he's got any sense.
True.
You're not. This is fictitious rumourville, Bella. Squealed Belinda.
Wait, did Belinda even know who he was till Bella? No. So why is she excited about any of this?
I should have the idea that Bella's got time to be the chairwoman of a fan club. I mean, it's so 90s.
For an obscure Australian chair.
God, I wonder how the fan club got on while she was in that coma. Who was sending the newsletter?
Sweet Jesus, it doesn't bear thinking about,
doesn't bear thinking about. They pay £5 a year for that fan club.
Oh my God, do you think memberships dropped below 12?
So, Belinda's like, this is fictitious rumourville, Bella. It's not. And with that, Bella produced her modern mobile device and brought up FacePage.
Stop it.
Face page.
Stop it.
Don't.
Rocky, next... This is a message for Rocky. Hi, Rocky. It's just Alice. Next time I see you, I have a bone to pick with you. Okay, thank you.
You're naughty, Rocky. You're naughty.
In recent times, the concern with legal intervention has become one of my favourite things.
My giddy nurses, Belinda exclaimed when she saw that Bella had exclusive access to Cosmo Macaroon's official FacePage account.
No, she doesn't. She runs the fan account. Of course she doesn't have access to his FacePage. Don't say FacePage.
You're going down the rabbit hole, Alice.
Okay, fine. Get this out, but this is bullshit, obviously.
What does this mean?
Yeah.
That is the crucial question.
That sentence could really sum up the entirety of the Belinda Blink saga.
And that's the end of the chapter. Yeah. What does it all mean?
It means I can get us into his recording tonight.
No, again, even if you had access to his face page, and she doesn't, then that wouldn't get you into the recording, would it?
Categorically not.
No.
The bestest best girls in the Southern Hemisphere charged their glasses and downed their bottle, excited for the future of the night.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Too many hours to count later, the two B's and their plan B arrived at the broadcast television studio complex.
Never been near a television studio in his life.
I can't wait to hear what he thinks it's like.
Belinda's boobies took care of the security helper man. And they soon
What, took him out? Knocked him right out.
And they soon found themselves inside the fake kitchen Bella had wet dreamed of for over 3,650 days.
Can we find out how long that is? Because I feel like he's plucked that number out of the air.
It's quite obvious how long that is.
Oh, yes.
That would be 10 years, James.
Oh, no! You got me, Rocky. You got me good.
Belinda looked cruelly at the Bish kitchenware on display all around them. So Bish supplies Cosmo's show.
Not for long, if Belinda's got anything to do with it.
It was so unfair that horrid lot from East Berlin had worldwide rights to the Cooking with Cosmo show.
Sorry. Is this her secret mission? I thought she was supposed to be getting Giselle and George. But she's faffing around in a TV studio trying to swap out a couple of pots and pans.
But also, what do you mean they have worldwide rights? What are you talking about?
That's a good deal. But also...
What?
That's a good deal.
What they do you mean?
They got worldwide product placement rights for Cosmo, what's his name?
Cooking with Cosmo.
Cooking with Cosmo.
James, what are you talking about? I also feel like there are other cooking shows. Why has this only just occurred to them that this is a good route?
We've got, like, Jamie Oliver in the UK and stuff
Delia
like that.
Delia
Smith. Why didn't you get Delia Smith?
Nigella.
Thank you. Much better. Like,
Delia Smith.
Gordon Ramsay, he's big.
Yeah, but why didn't you just do a show in the UK and get the worldwide rights there?
Because that would scare Dad, because they're real people.
Oh, yeah, true. Condiment
is not
condiment
really.
Is totally fine.
Also, I feel like Rocky just wanted to go to Australia, and this is his way of like going to Australia in his mind. He's like, oh, fancy a holiday, I'll write it in the books.
She spat in each pot, pan, casserole dish and griddle.
What kind of sabotage is this?
That'll show him.
Not proudly, but whatever.
How did she get onto set?
Her boobies.
Her boobies took care of that from the security helper man.
But there's more than this. There's like the floor manager or the cameraman or the director.
Yeah, for some girl with juicy boobies going, I feel like she'd be out of there quite quick, gobbing on everything.
Not proudly, but whatever. Then the girls nestled themselves into Cosmo Macaroon's dressing room, adorned with the stars.
Christ. I mean, Alice and I are looking at each other. They spat in his pans and broke into his dressing room, and no one's batted an eyelid.
They're going to get arrested.
They are going to get. They're going to get deported before they've even had time to get Giselle and George.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
James, don't. It's not worth. It's not worth your tears. It's not worth that vein popping.
So ridiculous. The time flew with a French kiss here and a buttock brush there, but before not oh so long, Bella needed a wee wee. She excused herself, but just as she had left, the back door opened and Cosmo Macaroon himself entered to his own special hideaway.
Bad timing, Bella.
Wasting no minute nor moment, Belinda presented herself to the cook.
How?
Which end?
It's just like legs akimbo on the floor.
Sunny side up.
Hello, Cosmo.
I'm a psycho in your dressing room. How are you?
I'm a friend of the chairwoman of the Cosmo Fan Club. Don't mind me.
You don't know me. I just salivated over all your pans. How's the show?
My DNA is all over your set. I love you.
Care to do business?
Hello, Cosmo. Do I know you? No.
Oh, God.
Piss off, then.
Cosmo.
Belinda was bruised. He seemed so nice on the one programme she watched that one time.
Great research.
She undid her zipper, revealing her thick cleavage. Are you diff, woman?
Everyone's very shrill, but also, I'd say quite rude in Australia so far.
Alice, he's walked into his own dressing room and there's a stranger in there.
But would you say, sorry, do I know you? And they go, oh no. And you go, oh, well, who are you? You wouldn't go, piss off, would you? I feel like there'd be a step between that.
Belinda was flummoxed once more. What was with all these Aussie men? Luckily for all, Bella was a quick pisser. Cosmo, remember your brandy butter baby bell?
Oh my God, get her out. Get her out.
Brandy butter baby bell.
Sorry, is that what you said?
A brandy butter baby bell.
The hell is a brandy butter baby
bell? Well, a baby bell is a mini cheese, and brandy butter is what you have on like Christmas desserts. So a mini cheese doused in sweet, sweet brandy butter.
That sounds fucking awful.
Baby bells have that weird kind of wax on the outside of them as well.
So wait, have they met before?
Remember your brandy butter baby bell? She chimed as the premier food preparer of primetime turned round.
That's quite a nice little bit of alliteration, isn't it?
It's quite good. The premier food preparer of primetime. Buxom Bella Ridley?
Oh,
what the hell is your body doing here? Is the mailing list compromised?
I like that he's hands-on all the different parts of his business. Yeah. He cares.
He cares about the fans.
Is the mailing list compromised?
What would that even entail?
I don't know.
So they do know each other. Is the mailing list compromised?
Not a phrase, by the way.
No, but your cock's about to be.
Compromised.
Cosmo stripped Bella to her bare basics.
Oh, she's bare basic, all right.
Her tits were freed and her clit poked out between her lids like a shy mouse's nose.
That's one of my favourites in a while. Gooey.
She wants some baby bill.
Little brandy buttered covered baby bill.
Oh, God, brilliant.
Her tits were freed and her clit poked out between her lids like a shy mouse's nose.
Just when you want to write him a strongly worded letter, he brings it back, doesn't he?
All is forgiven.
His own nose nuzzled it and she felt fine.
Oh, that's... feel completely fine.
Not so fast, Cookie, said Belinda, as she stripped her nothing but her goosebumps of lust. Oh. We want to change the pot... We want to change the pots and pans... We want to change the pots and pans you use on your show to the Oxy Brillo range from Steels Pots and Pans. Seal me, ladies, Cosmo said as he started fucking each vag at a time.
And one, okay. And two, and three, and four.
Cock in one, cock in the other, cock in one. They were fucking tightly and there were great slaps of flesh upon asphalt. The touch was pure and silky. Esp... When the sticky pre-cum got involved.
An abbreviation of especially.
Esp.
So lazy.
He doesn't have time.
Esp. When the sticky pre-cum got involved.
Oh, sticky pre-cum.
Do you know what sticky pre-cum is?
Of course I know what sticky pre-cum is.
It's brandy butter. It's nature's brandy butter.
Cosmo's head leaked a bit of him.
His head.
Just leaked a bit of him.
The slit of his dick's head.
Cosmo's head leaked a bit of him. A kind of before the main event leak.
We know what it is, yes, thank you.
It's like a teaser trailer.
Not dissimilar to a burst of yoghurt in a poorly closed lunchbox.
Oh, okay, yeah, great.
Actually, we've all been there.
Enough semen to know he was excited, but not enough to ruin the sexual explosion to come.
We know what pre-cum is, thank you, Rocky.
We want pre-cum.
They're very good, screamed Belinda mid-bonk. They're huff puff non-stick, huff puff environmentally nice, huff puff light to the touch, huff puff and only stop and only $45 AUD wholesale,
huff puff. Huff puff.
Okay.
Huff puff.
Do it again.
This is interesting. This is how Belinda sells the Oxy Brillo range.
My favourite is environmentally nice.
So, they're very good, huff puff. They're huff puff non-stick.
Stop what you're doing with your body! Sorry.
They're huff puff non-stick, huff puff environmentally nice, huff puff light to the touch, huff puff, and only $45 AUD wholesale.
The D stands for dollars. You don't have to say AUD dollars.
Also, Jamie, you didn't stop what you were doing with your body.
Sorry.
If you imagine, like, maybe those images of 50s housewives who wear those A-line dresses and their hands. So their arms are by their side, but their hands are completely horizontal, like doing a little do-do-do-do.
But on the huff puffy, like... thrust his pelvis.
Grinds, yeah.
Huff puff. Why don't you try and get into character, you see? Because she's huffing puffing.
Huff puff.
Belinda was enjoying the tryst, but she was mad as a mongoose about the rudeness she'd encountered earlier.
What a weird way of voicing your displeasure at rudeness. A huff puff.
Huff puff.
Of course she'd met celebrities like him before and knew them oh so well on a mental level. It was clear that Cosmo Macaroon was a man who would always fuck you in the arsehole, but never look you in the eye hole.
Wow.
Look you in the
Gosh.
I don't like your dad saying fuck you in the arsehole, look you in the eye hole.
No.
I mean, Belinda is a celebrity in herself, so, you know, she's used to these types of people.
I wouldn't say she's a celebrity.
Maybe not in her world, but out here.
In her head, she is. You know, those people that, like, superimpose themselves on the cover of Vogue and things and put them on their Facebook.
For
their
birthday. Page, sorry. Yeah, exactly.
Belinda's so one of those. This, Belinda reassured herself, was the lot of a well-known television cook.
Basically, you get dead famous, you become a bit of a dick.
I guess that's what Dad's saying.
Right.
Oh, it really is a kind of a moral for our time, isn't it? Mm.
It will go to your head.
Being one of the biggest TV chefs in the world.
Yeah.
Hey, girls, half-path. I think half
oh, God.
That's so piercing when he does it.
You got a deal, half-path. So they've got it. They've got it.
That's the end of the
HuffPost. Congratulations, everyone. You know, the rumpy pumpy was heavenly.
I thought it was huff puffing.
The huff puff rumpy pumpy was heavenly. But they were, in fact, not alone.
Oh, wait. They're not on set. A thing's not going to, like a curtain's not going to open and they're in front of the studio audience.
From behind a big old camera crane, the sparklingly jealous and treacherous and dangerous eyeballs of Giselle Mars Charkova de Klotz seared into their body parts.
I don't understand. Why is she there?
On a crane cam.
She got a new life as a cameraman.
Then blinked.
I would be tense, Anna, but I just don't understand.
Who blinked?
Giselle's eyeballs.
So she's undercover on the set of one of Australia's premier food shows.
And they just happen to be in the same location at the same time.
Well, you don't know, they just happen to be.
What, are you suggesting?
Maybe Giselle's out for revenge on those two.
And she's rocked up with a crane cam just in time.
It's the job.
What are you talking about?
Well, guys.
Of course they're in this dressing room.
Yeah, you can't fit a crane cam in a dressing room.
You'd see it, for sure.
Well...
No, don't well geysers. I don't care about well guys.
Answer our questions.
You can well geysers all you want.
That is the end of the chapter.
Yeah, we know.
Huff puff, good.
You can huff and puff and blow my house down, but I'll still want to know where that bloody massive crane cam came from.
So Giselle's in the dressing room, which is probably quite a small room.
With a crane cam.
With a crane cam, spying on Bella. But this is quite serious, though. Giselle has found Belinda and Bella before Belinda and Bella have found Giselle. And she's looking treacherously, dangerously at them. No? No one cares.
Wow.
We care. We just don't understand.
Well, park that. You know, this is Belinda blinked. But, you know, interesting, no? James, come on. You're normally really big on the story.
Sure, but this is quite baffling. And one of Rocky's like, oh, God, how do I get them all together again? And then just kind of crashes everyone. I mean, it was literally the last sentence of the chapter, so he's obviously just gone, crane cam, in the dressing room. Makes no sense.
I really wouldn't be surprised if Hazel crashes a plane into the dressing room. Yeah. It's one of those.
And George is Coco Chanel, what's his name? Cosmo. Cosmo the Clown, or whatever.
Cosmo Macaroon.
Cosmo Macaroon, sorry, of course. I should respect one of the most famous chefs in the world.
And his agent, whatever, Penny Crayon, turns out to be, who even knows, Bill from HR.
Oh. Well, that was great. I really enjoyed that.
You did?
I can't say I did. It's infuriating to the max.
You're very good at Australian accents as well. I mean, it's the same for every male character, but it's a good accent.
I thought it was a bit different for them both, actually.
No, not different.
Impressively similar, yeah.
Okay, I'll work on that for next time. Thanks for the note.
So if you'd like to send an email, and I'm sure there'll be lots this week, people will be furious about numerous things. mydadwroteaporno@gmail.com.
If you like pictures in that, we're on Instagram, mydadwrotea.
Yeah, and on Twitter, @dadwroteaporno, and we're on Facebook as well. Just look for My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Right, okay. Anyone fancy a breakfast lasagna?
James, it's nighttime.
Yeah.
All day breakfast.
Oh, then yes. Extra black pudding, please.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Brought to you by Lexus. Some things do more than their stated functions, because exceptional things inspire you to do exceptional things. To this select list, we add the all-new Lexus GX. With its exceptional capability, you'll see possibilities you never knew existed, sending you far outside your comfort zone. But as much as the GX challenges you, it also spoils you. Its intuitive technology and luxurious features mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Live up to it. The all-new Lexus GX.